U.S. efforts to promote farm trade are just yet another casualty of the government shutdown. As President Obama canceled his Asia trip last month, even as Trans-Pacific Partnership talks are moving toward a preliminary agreement and key Asia-Pacific economic cooperation talks were held. Lost opportunities to push trade ties with some of the world's fastest-growing economies is the way White House Press Secretary Jay Carney put it. American Farm Bureau Federation Executive Director Dale Moore.
We're sitting on the side of the road idling because the goal is to try and wrap up, at least hit a major milestone on TPP by the end of the year. From my perspective, having the Secretary of State or the U.S. Trade Representative there would seem to provide for some opportunity to discuss, negotiate, etc. But I think from what has been reported to us, that's not the way the other countries are looking at it.
They're, of course, looking for Obama's presence. And in addition, there's also the impact of the lack of reauthorization of key trade promotion programs.
FMD and MAP are kind of suffering from the double whammy of both the Farm Bill expiring and with the fact we have the government shut down. That means that anything that could get plugged into or typically would be plugged into a continuing resolution, you know, is not covering those programs either.
You can find more on the various agricultural impacts of the government shutdown on our website at southeastagnet.com, as well as liking us on Facebook and following us on Twitter. Julie McPeak with Southeast Agnet.